Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Lohse.
GameStop was a stopper, John. GameStop was a stopper.
Yeah, I like that. It was. And we're in the middle of the Christina Liu show with Christina Liu. And we're going to move on from that whole GameStop thing. But what the ultimate end result is, it just shows that within this country, as democratic as we want to be and as caring as we want to be, et cetera, and Christina said it at the break there, it's rich versus poor. And when there comes an opportunity for the poorer people to come up with some scheme, concept, but everything in life is a scheme until it becomes a fact. And they're trying to squash them, which is a shame, because if it was done on the other side by the bigger hedge funds and they made another $20 billion, that'd be fine. They don't care. And you lose yours. But, you know, unfortunately, it goes back to math earlier. There's certain things in life that are in your control. There's certain things in life are not in your control. And so, you know, you can protest, you can fight, going still a little political, this woman, whatever, the woman who's denying the Sandy Hook shootings. You want to get crazy. You put on the news sometimes, you absolutely can make yourself nuts. I can't even think of her name, which is insignificant. I'd rather not even say it. But the point is, you know, let's get a commune going. And right. Have fun, and that's it. We'll grow.
Right. I'm just trying to simplify things. I just, you know, it's like, so I say to everyone, I was like, let's just keep things as simple as possible right now. There is so much uncertainty and crazy things that are so out of our control that, you know, I'm not trying to look for anything else. But what I am trying to mention today is I believe it is someone's birthday, very close to Mr. Otto Lohse. I think it is his bride, Bunny's birthday today. Is that correct, Otto?
Really?
Correct.
In case you haven't gotten her a present yet, I'm here to facilitate in this process, because as we have discussed in previous shows.
Did she pay you off, or what's the story?
Well, listen, I just know I was going through our calendar that I got each of us, the 2021 Everything the Holiday, and Bunny's birthday is National Carnation Day.
Oh,
so I think you can go. This is an attainable goal. You know, they sell carnations all over the place.
And I gave her a rose.
Oh, that's right. Well, he went the more expensive.
She likes one red rose.
Oh,
I get in trouble if I buy a dozen.
Oh, I love it. So wonderful. So happy birthday to the beautiful Bunny. And
She'll be hearing this sometime along the line, maybe.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Bunny.
Show her the shows, but they build up after a while. You run out of time.
I know. That's what I know, because we're just so we're all over the place. But yeah. It's really I had to give a special shout out to Bunny, because Otto and Bunny, I say to everyone, are hashtag couple goals. And that's what I'm going to say there, because the two of them are
actually
just,
I have a question. Where did Bunny come? I don't mean where did Bunny come from? The name Bunny versus Bernadette.
Bernadette. Her sister called her Bunny when she was a kid, and that stuck.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. And, you know, like, she's like a little bunny, I guess, you know.
Oh, I just love it. But I love it so much. I'll never forget the first time I heard it.
When I first, I'll give you a short story here, but anyhow, we were fixed up on a blind date by her high school friend and my first wife's sister. They were neighbors in Levittown, and they fixed us up, and they gave me the name Bunny. And I'm saying Bunny. I said, what is she, like a bubble dancer or whatever? You know?
You're all excited for this day, Christina. Oh, so, boy.
So that was back before the internet or all of that type of thing. And we both had three kids at that point. So we talked on the phone probably over a 2-week span. And I still had this thing in my head about Bunny being a bubble dancer. You know?
I love it.
So anyhow, we finally did go out to dinner. And, you know, everything progressed from there. 6 months later, we were married.
Oh, wow. Nice. Yeah.
It was a quick, a Well, it's hard to have a courtship when you have six kids involved.
That's true. And that's 40 years you're married, right, Otto? Am I right there?
We were married in 1978, so we were just married 42 years.
42 years. Wow.
Yeah.
So
I was married 17 years before that.
See, so really that long?
And Bunny was married 10 years before that. So if you added it all up, we got a lot of years behind us.
It's a lot of years. It's a lot of years of monogamy right there. That's yeah. Really
27 and 42. What was that, 69?
Yeah.
Be 70 years next year.
Well, you know what it is too, Otto. It just shows. I mean, in your story, as we've like touched upon it multiple times on the show, but you and Bunny, you know, how it all happened and how you found each other. I think it's a beautiful story and it gives people hope, frankly. And I think it's just about, you know, making it work. And like you said, it wasn't, you know, all sunshine and rainbows all the time. You both came into the game with three children, you know, so clearly that's, you know,
there were a lot of bumps along the way.
Yeah. But I think it's just about, you know, your outlook and your compatibility. And I think it's absolutely beautiful. I love it.
Since we're on this subject, and if you don't mind sharing, Otto, when you guys, Bunny and you got married, six kids, what were the ages?
6 to 10.
Wow.
So now push that into 6 teenagers at the same time.
Painful. I can't even.
I'm forgetting that part of
and
it.
And then push it into, at that point, I lived in Munsey Park in Manhasset, all right? And you couldn't park in the street overnight. So ultimately, we had 8 cars. And I always joke with people, we had 2 things. We had toilet paper delivered and we had fleet insurance for the cars. my father and I remember us being out there, probably not according to building code for North Hempstead, which we were in, putting bricks out on the sidewalk next to the driveway so we could park 8 cars in front of our house off the street. And, there was a measurement that you could only get a car that was so long because we couldn't fit 8 cars in there otherwise. So they had to buy shorter cars.
But even the fact that Otto, you know, that he like worked out the dimensions of what would work just shows why I love Otto. That's just another example right there. That they had it like down to a science, you know, of what was going to work.
You know, we would be the first, Bunny and I both, to tell you that it wasn't always easy. That we did go for counseling at some points in time. Kids, whether people like the idea or not, are, yes, they're resilient, but they also have memories. And if they lose a mother or a father at an early age, contrary to what people think, that hits them, you know, and you may not see it, but it's there. And, you know, there's a lot of give and take. You know, I'll give you one final thing here on it that kind of turned things around a lot. We married 2 weeks, and it was my kids calling her Bunny and them calling me Otto. And I said, this isn't going to work. You know, they almost thrived on doing that in front of their friends, all right, keeping in mind their ages. So I sat them down and I said, look, I'm not replacing your father. She is not replacing your mother. But we're going to play the role of your mother and your father. So from now on, you're going to call us Mom and Dad. And that, after that day, it changed things a little bit. You know, it was, you know, we're not, and it's true. We weren't going to take the place. I'm not going to take the place of somebody's biological father. I can play the role and try to support you in that role, and vice versa for my wife. You know, she's not going to take the place of their mother. She's going to play the role of their mother.
So important, you know, and that's something I think that is missing a lot of times, you know, when you're dealing with kids, it's like, oh, let's not discuss it. Let's just kind of blow over it. But I think, you know, sitting down and actually saying that to them, you know, really, I think about that all the time. There's so many little kids in my life and, you know, everyone's got stuff going on. And I think about that, and obviously you don't want to be fully honest all the time. You want to protect a child as much as possible, but you know, you still want to like give them that space to know, like, listen, this is my intentions. I'm not trying to come in here and erase your dad, because that's what the insecurities they could have been feeling, You know, and I think by you doing that, yeah, that was going to make a change, because it was showing them like, listen, I'm not trying to, you know, step on any toes or take anything away, but this is just how it's going to be. And you're Otto, who wouldn't want you guys?
I believe that is harder if they were 13 to 19 right, years old. It's much harder than the ages we got them.
Yeah.
Because they still rely on their parents a lot at that age bracket. So we had some time to go into it. Mm-hmm. But I have personally witnessed in other families where a new father or a new mother shows up in the teenage years, it can be pretty brutal. You know, kids can be pretty brutal at that age bracket. And, you know, I've seen a lot of marriages have very bad problems because of it. You know, and that's a topic all by itself, frankly. Blended families, divorces. Ours wasn't a divorce. I think divorce is harder because the other person is still here. Yeah. You know, if the person's not here, they're not here, you know.
Right. But even divorce, I would, you know, I'm a firm believer in divorce. But I believe in divorce, like when the kids are six, seven, you know, when you get teenagers, it's hard. You know, I always had a relationship with my mother. So if there was a divorce, I wanted my mother. So if I had a new mom at the age of 16 or 17, I want no part of her. Just get out of here. Yeah. And maybe at 5 or 6, I would adapt a little bit more. I it didn't happen to me, so I don't know. But you got a good point, Dad. Yours was unfortunately due to death. So it wasn't like mommy was going to come by that afternoon and say anything. You aren't going to see mommy again. So,
I think it's like, even with that as a given, you know, the fact that Otto said, you know, it takes work. And like, I think this ties into everything we always talk about, you know, it's to stick it out. You know, I think a lot of times now it's so easy for everyone to give up and throw in the towel. I mean, we're in a culture, like a disposable culture, frankly, you know, oh, I don't want that anymore. I'm gonna get something new, or, you know, oh, the new phone can't, you know, it's with everything, you know. And I think it's, you know, you saying, you know, it's so important to try that work. And maybe sometimes it doesn't end up, you know, working.
You know what? You know, it's not going to work. Yeah. You might get married and that after a year or two, a couple of years, you realize it's like, what the hell am I waking up with you for? I can't sleep at night. You're giving me nightmares.
Yeah. So,
but people will spend years doing that. Yeah. And then, you know, you turn back and say, is that all there is?
Right.
And it's a shame of it, because there really isn't. I mean, you talk about Matt being on earlier, talking about minds and different things like that. When you turn around at the end of the day, time goes fast enough that if you can't turn around every night and go home and say, I love being with you, because there's nothing else. I mean, I tell people all the time, I mean, I've never gone to bed earlier in my life since medication and everything else. And we go to bed, we hold hands together in bed. You know, it's like, but that's okay. Why that's important. It's important to me. It's also important to take a break, because now I'm going to start babbling. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.